I'd like to introduce my latest hero, Roger Kuniak, who went to White Horse and made the all-Northern team. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he's the one that said that people always torture themselves, if you recall. So, Roger, why don't you tell them about what happened at White Horse? Come on.
What am I supposed to say? Well, White Horse, we just did the Northern Games. It's like we just kind of like tortured myself in that game. So I just said I tortured myself because I got to get used to cold, frost, ear, and hunger, and all that, the hard stuff in the winter. Got to get used to it back home.
Thank you, Roger. You with my dry jokes anymore. I think we'll go right into the beauties. We're going to introduce these beauties as they come. And the first is Kathy Alexander from Fort Yukon. Kathy? Anuska Amatwak from Togiak. Anita Shelton from Norvik. Anita. Okay, we're going to skip Nita and go right on to Linda Pete from Eklaska. And Beverly Howarth from Point Hope. Is Nita here yet? I think now we're going to see the ladies do their show their talent. I think we should start with Kathy Alexander from Fort Yukon. Kathy, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be doing a song. I'm going to be doing a song that I learned in one of the schools I went to last summer called Upper Bound. It's called I Walk in Beauty. And this is what the Indians always do. They always think of beauty instead of something nasty.
I do. I blue.
come on. Some of you upper band know how to sing this. Let's do the chords. Hey, Nehiyana. I can sing, it's very short in my Athabascan language. It's up in Fort Yukon. Ninatashi, Ninatashi, Ede Goshu, Ninatashi. It translates. I tell you, the translation is Jesus loves you. The Bible tells it so. Thank you.
Okay. And then there's Anushka Matwa from Togiak. Can you tell us what you're going to do first?
I'm going to do an Eskimo dance. I learned this from my grandma. She taught me how when I was around 9. So whenever I have a chance, like at roundabout, I always do it, but this year I missed it. The Eskimo dance is about this lady who's going ice fishing. She gets up in the morning and then at the last time she catches 2 fishes. I have this, somebody has to hold a mic.
You need a mic?
Awa, 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 awa,
dolls for, you know, like tell stories or play with them. So I'll tell you a story about dolls. I mean, about the grandma and her grandchild, and the little doll is a dancing doll. Once there lived a grandmother and her grandchild. The grandmother would be making baskets and, you know, grass baskets, and while her grandchild cleans the house and washes dishes. And when she'd get done, she'd say, "Oh, Grandma, I'm going outside to play story night with the girls." So she'd take her knife and go out, and then, you know, she'd take the story knife and just walk out. And there would be 2 girls. Their names are Apacha and Ilika. So they say, "Oh, that funny girl, she's coming. I don't want to play with her." So they'd run out. So the grandchild would just walk home really sad, you know, and when she gets in the house, she'd cry, She just cries. And then the grandma said, you know, she was real disgusted. She said, "Oh, what happened to you, grandchild?" And the grandchild would be just crying. And then later on, you know, grandma said, "I have something for you, grandchild." She took out a little doll. And then she said, "Would you do something with the doll?" And then the grandchild looked up and, "Oh my, there's a doll." So the grandmother, you know, put the doll on the bed, and then she said, "If you take the doll, would you take it out on our kazikh, on top of our kazikh, and put it up there and sing to it like this? And if you see the girls, just keep on singing while your doll dances." So the grandmother starts singing, and the little doll danced. The grandchild was just happy. She ran to the doll and grabbed it, and she said, "Grandma, Grandma, I'm gonna do it." So she ran outside and she looked out. Sure enough, there were two girls out there. They came back and they were playing Story Knife again. So she hid behind the kazikh. She put the little doll on top of their little kazikh. So she was looking at the girls and she started singing for the doll. The little doll danced, and the two girls, the Batak and Ilika, they looked around. They didn't know where the singing was coming from. And then they saw a little doll moving around and dancing. And they said, "Ah, look at that little doll." And before they came running, the grandchild took it and ran inside the kazikh. And she gave it to her grandma, and her grandma hid it behind the pillow. That's where she keeps it. So later on, the grandchild went out, you know, with the story knife. She went out and she saw the girls out there. So she said, "Oh my," you know, she thought to herself, "Oh my, I hope they play with me this time." So she went over, and then when she came by, those two girls, they ran to her and they said, "Come on, let's play Story Knife." So they said, "Okay, let's play Story Knife." They played Story Knife for a while, and then the grandchild said, "Oh, I'm getting hungry, I better get home now." So she walked home, and the girls came with her and they said, "We'll come and play with you next time, okay?" So they said, yeah, the grandchild said that. And so she went inside, and then she said, "Grandma, those two girls were playing Story Knife with me. You know, before that they didn't want to play with me, now they do." So she went in, and then later on, the Ilikak's mother came in with some seal meat, and she said, "Oh, we came over for the doll. My daughter's been crying over it. She wants the little doll who dances." And then the grandma said, I don't know what you're talking about." So, you know, she didn't know what they were talking about. She pretended that. So the mother of Ilikak said, "Well, my daughter's been talking about the little doll that dances, and your grandchild was holding it, and she ran in the house." And then the grandma said, "Well, would you have some coffee or tea?" And then Ilikak's mother said, "Well, no thank you, we just ate supper." So they went out, and then the grandma said, come over and visit us later on." Later on, Abajak's mother came with some crackers. So she said, "Oh, we came in to trade with the little doll for the crackers." So the grandma said, she was surprised, you know, she pretended to be surprised. She said, "My, what in the world's going on?" And she said, "I don't even know about the doll that dances." And then the grandma looked at her grandchild, kind of frowned at her, and then later on, you know, Abajak's mother said, "Well, you could have these crackers, and we'll come over and visit later on." So they went down, Abajak and her mom went down
So the grandchild was just sitting down, and her grandma, they were sitting right across each other, and they smiled. And then from that on, those two girls started playing with the grandchild, and she got older and older, you know.